are listening to KBUT Community Radio, 90.3 in Crested Butte, 88.9 in Gunnison, and worldwide at KBUT.org. This is Community Matters, KBUT's public affairs program, and I'm your host, Kate Knapp. It is day one of Winter Pledge Drive, and we are celebrating our listeners here in the studio. We've got Andrew Hadley here. We're live. You know him. He's been doing his show, the Friday Night Fish Fry. And he's here to tell us more about KBUT's Mardi Gras Parade. We're bringing it back tomorrow, 5 p.m., Elk Avenue. Yeah, right. So do you want to tell folks how this got its start here in Crested Butte?
Let's start off with a little whistle.
There we go. We're getting that party started.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, man, that's Professor Longhair in the background there with one of my favorite tunes of all time. So, yeah. Well, whoever's out there, thanks for tuning in. It's one of my favorite times of year. People say, do you like the pledge drive? You know, most people don't like asking people for money, but when you believe in a cause, it's easy to ask people for money because there really is nothing like KBUT on the planet. And people that have heard us many times, you know, they understand that. They get it. And maybe you're listening to us for the first time. Just keep listening and you'll get it.
You'll get it.
So what's up, Kate?
Oh, nothing too much. Like you said, it's day one of Pledge Drive. Spirits are high. We're excited. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's a great time. I'm always excited because I fully believe in KBUT and I think it's the best place in the whole world. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, can't speak highly enough. And I also think it's the best place to work.
I bet.
Yeah. It's really fun. Yeah.
Music is a tonic, you know, and it makes people feel good and it brings people together.
Yeah,
we forget our differences when we're listening to music, and you know, it's not just all about music here at KBUT. It's also about news, which you know so much about, and keeping people informed on what's going on in the community, things coming up, maybe entertainment calendar, maybe you caught some live music that you didn't know about until you heard about it on KBUT. So, all those good things that are connected to community, and that's what KBUT is all about. So for tuning in, wherever you're tuning in from.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do we do? We can talk about Mardi Gras?
Yeah, let's talk about Mardi Gras. I know people are excited. I'm really excited to bring this back.
Yeah.
It's been a few years.
A few years, yeah. It kind of sputtered a little bit there, and then COVID did nothing for it. But it's one of my favorite times of the year, and people come out and Crested Butte knows how to show their funky side and let their freak flag fly. So Mardi Gras is the perfect forum for that, right?
Yeah. No, I've got my costume. I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be booging down Elk Avenue. Right down to the Malarty.
Yeah.
For a big old party.
Party at the Malarty.
Yeah.
With Marty.
Yeah, and for folks that don't know, Marty is a dragon.
We're putting the dragon back together. Dragon I built. It was like 23 years ago, trying to forget, you know, it's all quite foggy, but, you know, after we had our first Mardi Gras here and it was such a success back in, I think it was 2001 was mm-hmm. the first official Mardi Gras parade. And, after that, I got so excited that I was like, well, we need to build a dragon. So let's build an 80-foot long dragon. And so many people came out. I had it hanging in the Center for the Arts for about, I don't know, it was probably a month that we built it. We papier-mâchéed it, and Kate Seeley came in and put her magic touches on the painting of it. And I don't know, Sean Riley came in, Mary Tuck helped, a lot of people from the Crested Butte Mountain Theater, because they always like, you know, a good show, and they were out there. Scott Myers, my wife Suzanne, was all part of that inaugural crazy Mardi Gras. And, you know, a lot of people from Louisiana come up to Crested Butte trying to get away from Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is incredible, but I can see it being a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So people in the middle of the winter want to come up here and do some skiing and get away from the masses down there in New Orleans. I'm speaking specifically of New Orleans and Louisiana. when I'm talking about this. And, you know, so I think a lot of people from Louisiana, Texans, they know all about Mardi Gras. They get over there to New Orleans and have themselves a good time. So they're all sort of familiar with what goes on. But Crested Butte puts its own funky twist on the Mardi Gras parade, and it should be fun.
Yeah, no, I love that. And just like hearing the history, like you said, of all the people that were involved, all the hands on making this dragon. If you've been into the KBUT studios before and you look up, it's hanging in the ceiling right now.
Mm-hmm. Most people walk right by it and they don't realize there's a big dragon looking down at them.
Yeah. He keeps us safe, yeah.
keeps the KBUT studios safe. And funky. The unofficial first Mardi Gras parade happened back in 2001, where I had a party at my house over on the east side of town, over on 8th and Teocalli, and a good friend of mine, Peggy Preston, and I think Ruta was part of it back then. She was having a party up in Beckwith, way up at the other corner of town, right by the right by Kebler Pass, and we were making our way from my party to her party, and it was dumping on a Tuesday night in the middle of February. And we just started walking up Elk Avenue, and we had people with trumpets and guitars and drums, and then people felt left out, so I whipped out a bunch of kazoos and pots and pans. It was the funkiest thing, you know, just a bunch of hooligans and Crested Butte freaks walking up Elk Avenue. And we had about, you know, we hit about the Eldo, and I remember turning to one of my friends and saying, we should do this for real next year. And that was it. That was the seed. Yeah. And Mountain Theater, Crested Butte Mountain Theater, hosted the first Mardi Gras parade, and probably 2,000 people came out for it. It was huge. It was really something. We had no idea if anybody was going to show up, and people came out in droves. So
that's amazing. Yeah, I love that type. That's classic Crested Butte. Just started off as a party, and now it's an official event.
Yeah, it should be fun. It's going to happen. What do we give some details tomorrow at 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
If you're going to be in the parade, show up at about 4, somewhere between the depot and Elk Avenue, four-way stop. We'll line people up. We have a bunch of floats already set to be in the parade, but you can still sign up. You can still be in the parade if you want. Give us a call down here at KBUT and let us know you want to be in it. You know, a bunch of people in the back of a pickup. With good costumes, you know, that counts. So there's a $500 cash prize for the best float.
Yeah, so, I love that. So get that money.
So you got some incentive there to have yourself a night on the town with your friends. Yeah. If you win that, we'll give it to you right after the parade. If you're worthy.
That's right. You got to earn it. You got to work for it. Nice. Well, yeah, I think you about covered it. If you want to view the parade or participate, show up. Be on Elk Avenue around 4:35.
Yeah.
Parade kicks off at 5. $500 prize.
Mm-hmm.
Wear your best Mardi Gras costume.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to be in it, you can watch it. You know, all the establishments on Elk Avenue, probably all of them are having drink specials and celebration themselves. So wait for it to come up. Elk Avenue, you'll hear us when we're coming.
Yeah, you'll know.
And then we're going to march up to the Malarty at 2nd and Elk, have an after party with a band, live music. You got some Mardi Gras music going to happen. That's going to start about 6 o'clock at the Malarty, right at the end of the parade, right there at the bus stop at 2nd and Elk, and come upstairs. And I made a big pot of gumbo.
Oh my goodness.
Actually, I'm making it tonight. So I
even
got some
more reason to come out.
I got some andouille sausage and some good gumbo for you. We'll be serving dinner up there. So don't be shy.
Yeah, come on up. You know where to find us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for taking the time to join us and give a little background on this fun parade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to share with folks?
I don't think so, you know.
Okay.
Come on out for a good time tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
And give us a call here in the studio. We're here. We're ready to take your pledge. 970-349-7444. Andrew, thank you so much for coming on.
Cheers.
Yeah.
back to me.